Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Saturday of the ninth week in Ordinary Time, and from the United States we hear from Sister Megan McElroy, who has a Doctor of Ministry in Preaching and comes today from Chicago, Illinois, with a preaching entitled The Testiness of Jesus.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. In the course of his teaching, Jesus said, "Beware of the scribes, who like to go around in long robes and accept greetings in the marketplaces, seats of honor in synagogues, and places of honor at banquets. They devour the houses of widows and, as a pretext, recite lengthy prayers. They will receive a very severe condemnation." He sat down opposite the treasury and observed how the crowd put money into the treasury. Many rich people put in large sums. A poor widow also came and put in two small coins worth a few cents. Calling his disciples to himself, he said to them, "Amen, I say to you, this poor widow put in more than all the other contributors to the treasury, for they have all contributed from their surplus wealth. But she, from her poverty, has contributed all she had, her whole livelihood." The Gospel of the Lord. As I reflected on this gospel, despite having heard it countless times before, I found myself thinking for the first time, seriously, did Jesus really hold up this widow as a model for his disciples, including us, to emulate? It made me realize just how socialized I've been, we've been, when it comes to the scriptures. We hear a particular interpretation over and over again, that it becomes the norm for how the passage or story should be understood. Today's gospel is a case in point. The standard interpretation for this gospel is that Jesus holds the widow up as a model for how we are to give all that we have when we commit to following Jesus. Such is well and true. The widow's generosity in this interpretation is to be commended. But is such generosity to be commended when, as Jesus says, she contributed her whole livelihood? This should raise questions for us. Does Jesus really expect that we should contribute our whole livelihood to the point of poverty, of having nothing? It's one thing to do because of a choice, like the choice we religious have when making the vow of poverty. But even then, we don't give our whole livelihood, all that we have to live on. In fact, we religious often live rather secure lives because of our vow of poverty, where we hold all in common. But what of those who make different choices, such as husbands and wives who have family and responsibilities? Ought they give their whole livelihood, all that they have to live on, for the sake of the gospel? Or do they, in fact, have some responsibility also to care and provide for their children and maybe even their own parents? Poverty, as experienced by so many in the world, is not to be emulated. Did the widow really have a choice? Earlier in the passage, we heard Jesus cautioning the disciples on the teachings of the scribes because they devour the houses of widows. Though not all widows faced financial insecurity, many did. And widows in general were grouped together with orphans and what we today call refugees and immigrants. That is, the most vulnerable of society. The law of God commanded that the most vulnerable be protected from harm, from shame, and from poverty. In cautioning the disciples on the teachings of the scribes, Jesus was calling out that there were some scribes, no, not all, who worked in such a way as to make a profit off those who were vulnerable instead of protecting them. We don't know the context of the widow whom Jesus saw, But given what has come before this pericope, I think it's fair to say that Jesus was not necessarily holding up the woman's behavior as much as he was pointing out behavior that should not be practiced. Sometimes our standard interpretations have a tendency to tame the radicality of Jesus and the gospel message. We like to keep Jesus clean and calm, patient and placid, savvy and salvific. But Jesus has come across a bit testy of late. In chapter 11 of Mark, he had his triumphal entrance into Jerusalem, and he promptly cursed the fig tree because it had no fruit when he was hungry. In a fit of anger, he cleansed the temple, and he had his authority questioned. In this current portion of the lectionary, chapter 12 of Mark, Jesus has answered questions about paying taxes, about the resurrection, and about the greatest commandment, to love God and to love one's neighbor. Now, at the end of chapter 12, we have this story of the widow putting into the treasury for two small coins worth a few cents. Why would we think that Jesus' tone would suddenly change? Might it be that in pointing out the widow, Jesus was actually saying it more with a tinge of anger? Like, do you see this poor widow? She has put in more than all the other contributors to the treasury who gave from their surplus wealth. They're not left hurting, but she, in her poverty, has contributed all she had, her whole livelihood. Might Jesus just be saying, this isn't right? Might he be holding up, reminding his disciples of the law of God that commands protection of the vulnerable and not destruction? Such a tone in Jesus makes me uncomfortable. It challenges me to consider what has been my role in protecting the vulnerable around me. Have I been so intent on my own life and where I'm going or what's going on in my work and ministry that I've neglected the widows? That is, the ones who are vulnerable, right in front of me or around me? Jesus' anger can be unsettling for us when we would much rather remain comfortable in the way things are. But comfort and entitlement are not the way of the disciple. I'm not sure who said it first, but the way of the disciple is to comfort the afflicted and to afflict the comfortable. In his anger, in his testiness, Jesus was doing just that. If we're feeling uncomfortable with this Jesus, then who needs to adjust?